Hi everyone, this is Heather, the host for Saturdays and Mondays.
Hello, 大家好。
Hello, 大家好。It's Monday again. Hope everyone had a good and a relaxing weekend. Friendly reminder that I try my best every time to comment and or listen and like as many of your recordings as I can. If I only liked your recording, then it means your pronunciation was on point. If somehow I did not like or comment on your recording, I apologize.And feel free to look at comments I left for other people if you would like to improve on your pronunciation. I noticed that many people have similar issues when they're saying the featured sentence. I picked a cute animated video today that talks about the history of cheese.
起司，广东话就是鸡屎。
Are there any cheese lovers listening today? Or people with lactose intolerance?
乳糖不耐症。广东话就是乳糖不耐症。我之前没有听过这个证照的广东话讲法，现在自己讲的话就感觉好像那种很专业的名词耶。
Lactose intolerance occurs in people whose digestive system cannot digest the sugar called lactose, which is found in products made with milk. Actually, many people from areas that historically did not drink or use milk are lactose intolerant. As someone who is Asian, I found out in the last year that I was lactose intolerant.In the U.S., parents always tell their children to drink milk because it's supposed to make our bones stronger.
我还记得我小的时候，我妈会逼我一天喝一杯温的牛奶。那我那时候就听她讲的，都每天喝。那现在才发现，我以前小的时候消化能力这么差，有可能是因为我一直在喝牛奶。我自己身体也不会消化那个 lactose 的糖分。
People who are lactose intolerant can experience bloating, gassiness, stomach pains,diarrhea, and or constipation after they eat anything made out of milk. It sadly took me too many years before I realized that I was lactose intolerant.
Okay.
I don't want to bore you with too much information about lactose intolerance. Let's look at today's sentence. But it also contained high quantities of lactose, a sugar which is difficult to process for many ancient and modern stomachs. I'll say it one more time in a slower pace so you can hear how I pronounce each word.But it also contained high quantities of lactose, a sugar which is difficult to process for many ancient and modern stomachs. In this sentence, there are a couple areas to watch out for. The first one is the word contained. You want to pronounce the beginning of the word C-O-N, not as con, but as cun, C-U-N, cun, contained. And the next one is quantities.It's a word with a lot of T sounds in it and S, so it might be a little bit hard. When you're saying quantities, you want to say quan, and then T-I is T, as in T-U-H, and then T's is kind of the tea that you drink, so quantities. The next one to watch out for is lactose. So lac, you want to pronounce that with a K sound at the end, and toast, you want to pronounce it like toast, the bread that we eat for breakfast sometimes, but without the T ending sound.So lactose. For sugar, it's spelled G-A-R at the end, but you want to pronounce it like G-E-R, sugar. And for difficult, it's a three-syllable word, and the two Fs might be a little bit hard for some people, but just think about it as the middle F-I, pronounce that as fa, so difficult. Ancient is the next one I wanted to point out. You want to pronounce the A-N as ain, and then the C as a ch.sound. So ancient. And for modern, the M-O is not mo, it's pronounced ma, M-A, ma, modern. And last word, stomachs. Sometimes the A-C-H-S is a little bit hard to pronounce, but you want to pronounce it as ix, stum-ix. And for the vocab of the day, it is quantity, lactose, and ancient. Quantity is an amount or number of something.You can always buy things in large quantities at Costco. As mentioned in the featured sentence, lactose is a type of sugar in milk. I cannot digest lactose, but I will never give up on ice cream. Ancient is a word that means having existed for a long time, or a time or period in the history. And lastly, it can also mean something or someone that is very old.My coworker keeps telling me to get rid of my ancient laptop and to get a new one. Winnie tells me this all the time. So cheese comes in various forms, flavors, and scents.
I'm a pretty big fan of foods that have strong flavors or scents, probably from my Cantonese genes. I can eat things like stinky tofu, shrimp paste, fish sauce, and durian. But even though I like foods that have strong flavors and are typically known as being stinky or too much to handle, I do struggle to eat cheeses that are just too smelly, like blue cheese, the famous moldy cheese, or feta cheese, the one that's made out of sheep or goat's milk. Surprisingly, Winnie actually likes blue cheese. The U.S. is known for cheeses that are usually more orange, ones that you can buy like from the Kraft brand. They actually make cheeses that are individually wrapped, and also they make cheese in a jar called Cheese Whiz. And I guess in the U.S. they're most famous for making a can of cheese called Easy Cheese, where you can spray or squeeze it out like whipped cream. Many people in the U.S. like cheddar cheese. It's that orange cheese that you see. And cheese actually never turns orange on its own. So people in the U.S. actually have to dye the cheese with something called annatto seeds. It's a seed from a tree that has this reddish-orange color, and when combined with cheese, it dyes it the really typical orange color. Other more commonly used cheese are like cream cheese for bagels, string cheese, which I think people of all ages like to eat, and then the Laughing Cow cheese, which is a famous brand that has this really soft, spreadable cheese, and it's kind of in between cream cheese and regular soft cheese. Another favorite is a Babybel cheese. It's wrapped in this red wax in a circle or like a wheel. And a lot of people like to bring that around as a snack, or kids like to have it in their lunch. I think I've seen some of these cheeses in Jason's Marketplace in Taiwan. And so if you want to check them out, you can feel free to go there and see if you can find them. Or if you don't live in Taiwan, feel free to go check out your nearest grocery store or supermarket to see if they sell any of the cheeses that I mentioned. In Taipei, I've mostly seen the use of sweet mayo or mayonnaise more than cheese, but I did do some research and found that there's a place called Lab Man Menno in Taipei where there's a lady that makes Italian cheese, and in Taichung, there's Dida Creamery, which also makes their own cheese. That's all the cheese talking for today. I hope Monday treated you well. Thanks for listening and taking on the pronunciation challenge by recording yourself saying the featured sentence. Please like and leave a comment for each other below. Let me know what food or foods you can't give up on, even if you're lactose intolerant, or what type of cheese you like, if you're one of the lucky ones that have a fully built iron stomach. As always, I will continue to be your weekend and weekday starter. Come and listen to me next time. 我们一起加油，我们一起加油。